Hello, this is Ivan with the Google Guaranteed Department. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome, thank you for that. So I'm just pulling up your account here. Bear with me, please, for just 1 second. I was told by Lily here that you were potentially looking at removing the Google Guaranteed product. Is that correct?
Yeah, because y'all are charging me more than what we agreed upon.
Gotcha, understood. Okay, I'm sorry to hear about that inconvenience. Let me just pull up your billing information here. All right. Thanks for your patience. Is there a charge that you're referring to specifically here?
Yeah, the $292.77.
Okay, 1 second. Yeah, so it looks like that was charged on day yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah, please.
What is that charge for?
So I just pulled up the invoice. Obviously, it says it's labeled as LSA Leads. So LSA, also known as Google Guaranteed. So that charge would have been for any valid leads that you received in the month of March for Google Guaranteed.
Okay. So when I signed up, I paid $664, and you guys were supposed to take money out of that amount. Now, as far as the leads go, that's outrageous for the amount of calls that I was actually, you know, able to do something with. This is not what I was expecting signing up with you guys here. So why didn't you pull it from the 664 and charge me separate on my own card?
Gotcha. Yeah. So the reason for that, David, is the budget is required to start at $661 every month, right? So obviously we charged you that amount when the campaign was initiated, and then that secondary charge, which I believe we said was yesterday, is in order to bring that budget back up to $661, right? So whenever that charge went through, that's what it returned your Google Guaranteed budget to, which is $661. That's kind of the way it works, right? So month to month, you'd get charged for the leads that you receive. And then, you know, since there's no contract or anything like that, if and when you decided to discontinue, then that original $661 could just run to zero and you'd receive the leads for that.
Okay. Yeah, let's not renew it. I don't want to continue with the Google Guaranteed services if y'all are going to be charging me like that.
Gotcha. I understand. I apologize for that. Well, with that, David, there is a couple of options. You know, you could receive the amount of leads that will cover that $661, and then, you know, effectively the account would then be canceled. Or we could also transfer that over to your other payment, your monthly payment, which looks like you pay $199 for the local SEO and website and things like that. So you could always transfer that there, which would, you know, cover you for, I believe that's about 3 months.
Okay. yeah, let's do that.
Okay, got it. So you'd rather you want to transfer the remaining budget over to your future payments for that?
Yes.
Perfect. I will go ahead and put that process into play. So you will no longer receive Google Guaranteed leads from now. I'm sorry that they, you know, obviously weren't adequate or of the quality you were looking for. But as I mentioned, so the budget would be applied to your future payments, and I just did some quick math. Looks like it would be about 3 months. So your next payment is on May 3rd. So that one would be covered, and then the one for June 3rd would also be covered, as well as July. So your next official payment would be on August 1st for that normal amount of $199.
Okay.
Perfect. Does that make sense? I know there's some information there.
No, that makes sense. Can I get that in writing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go ahead and prepare up an email giving you a breakdown of the remaining budget for Google Guaranteed and how we'll be transferring it over to your monthly local payment, okay?
Okay. Do I update my card information with you too?
Do you need to? Is the one on file no longer needed?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second. So the 4818 number is the one we'll be taking off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, whenever you're ready, I can take down your new payment information.
Okay, give me a second here. Mm-hmm. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
It's 4354. 7800 1315 8739.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
And it's going to be good through 0928.
Security code.
Yeah. Security code is 214.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Give me a second to just go ahead and update that here, see if it is successful. Yeah, so it looks like we're all good. So your continued payments would obviously get charged to that card from now on.
Okay.
Perfect. So yeah, that's it on my part. Just be on the lookout for that email stating the removal of Google Guaranteed and then the transfer of the remaining budget over to your future local payments, okay?
Sweet.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions or concerns for the moment, David?
Man, I'm really disappointed on how this whole thing worked out. How long have I been with you guys? Like all together?
All together? Let me see here. Just going to go back to the point you signed up. So it looks since February 3rd of this year.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, no, yeah, at this point, I think we'll work with what we have. Hopefully, things turn around. I mean, like I said, I was really hoping the Google Guaranteed would bring in more business, but it didn't. And so, quick question that just came to mind. If this doesn't work out and let's say I no longer have the funds to keep on the $200 a month, what happens to my website, the phone number, and all that?
Good question. Yeah, so you have obviously options to purchase those things like that. I believe the website domain is like $99, I believe, or something like that. Or if you decided to cancel, I believe we have a much obviously a much cheaper fee to just host the website. I think it's like $29 a month or something like that. So those are a couple of options, but yeah, if and when at the point you decided to cancel, you have the option to purchase those things or, you know, pay a cheaper price to continue running those.
Okay. Alrighty. Alright, I'll revisit that if it ever comes down to it. I appreciate all your help.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, if anything else comes up, please feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. I do want to thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.